Hello. The following program may contain bad words. So if you're listening at work, you best turn it the fuck down. Thank you.
Well, bright light city, gonna set my soul. Gonna set my soul on fire. I got a whole lot of money.
Could you shut the fuck up?
And how you doing, everybody? K-Scum Radio Pandemic Edition is back, and happy, thank fucking God, 2020 is over. New Year, everybody. Whew, that was a mouthful.
That's what she said.
That's my joke. Damn it, Dwight.
Edition 340. It's a new year. It's a new show. It's a new studio. Pulled up stakes and actually moved to a new place in the interim. And thanks, everybody, for coming back for this brand new edition. We're going to do some special things tonight. First, we're gonna say happy birthday to the king himself with a little mini block of Elvis. And towards the end of the program, we're going to say a heartfelt thank you to one of music's finest, Mr. Neil Peart, who unfortunately left us this week last year. But first, Elvis Aaron Presley, born this day in 1935 in Tupelo, Mississippi, without a doubt the most famous rock and roll singer in American history. His energized interpretations of songs and sexually provocative performance style, combined with a singularly potent mix of influences across color lines during a transformative era in race relations, led him to great success and great controversy. Happy birthday, Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if an old friend I know, say hello, would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Falling in love. Yeah, what do you make of the Clear Channels and the one corporation owning 1,400 stations?
Find it hell!
Real musicians, real instruments, real music,
real rock.
That's the fact, Jack!
I could have used a little more cowbell.
Oh,
Joe Bonamassa, Redemption, by request from Tropical Storm Tracy. And we're going to pull something else off the request line. Thunderclap Newman. K-Scum Radio rocking you for your Friday night.
chicken welfare and stung by honeybees. The Lord above and the devil below having a fight inside of me. Think about my gun, maybe that will set me free. Cause thunder and lightning are trapped inside of me. Innocent darling, Lord, teach your daddy this way. Yeah. I guess the price of a question is a mighty hard price to pay. Yes, it is. Cause you bought these rainy day Costco blues my way. I can't take it no more.
The Doobies, Rainy Day Crossroad Blues from 1975's Stampede disc, and The Police, Oh My God, from 83's Synchronicity. We're going to move on to a big, gigantic deal to me personally. When Neil Peart passed 1 year ago this week, words can't express how much I... Folks, this was the first time I'd cried over the passing of a celebrity. I got close with Robin Williams, but this pushed me right over the edge. And make it even more sucky, I found out while I was on my birthday vacation. Anyway, Neil Elwood Peart was born in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, and grew up in St. Catharines. During adolescence, he floated between regional bands in pursuit of a career as a full-time drummer. After a discouraging stint in England to concentrate on his music, Peart returned home, where he joined a local Toronto band called Rush in mid-1974, 6 years after its formation. They released 19 studio albums, with 10 exceeding a million copies sold in the United States alone. Billboard ranks the band third for the most consecutive gold or platinum albums by a rock band. In January 2018, Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson confirmed that Rush was retiring due to Neil's health issues. During his last years, Peart lived in Santa Monica, California with his wife and daughter, and after a 3.5-year illness, Neil passed of brain cancer on January 7th, 2020, at age 67. Rest in peace, Professor.
We'll be right back. home to a higher office. Open letter to the powers that be. To a god, a king, a head of state. A captain of industry. To the movers and the shakers. Can't everybody see? Not to be second nature. We're not insensitive. I know progress has no patience, but something's got to give. Folks are basically decent. Conventional wisdom would say, well, we read about the exceptions in the papers every day. It ought to be second nature. Get closer, but I'm ready to make a deal. Today is different and tomorrow the same. It's hard to take the world the way that it came. Too many rapids keep us sweeping along. Too many captains keep on steering us wrong.
Folks, that is it, the first K-Scum radio broadcast for 2021, and thanks everybody for the requests and for tuning in. The Midnight Lounge returns tomorrow night, 10 Central, 11 Eastern. This has been K-Scum Radio, brought to you by Brett Norton at VHLinks.com and iBenderGuitars.com. We're going to leave you with a request from Metal Mark. This is the Moody Blues. I am Low Life Flathead Scum saying good night for now, and I'll see you tomorrow.